This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I saw a person in line in front of me at a certain unnamed coffee shop the other day get a double mocha, half-calf, skinny frappa, whatever, and then ask for protein powder in it. Now, A, come on, just get a cup of coffee, will you? But also, number two, that's a true story. Vanessa Wong writes about the rage for all things protein in Bloomberg Business Week. Vanessa, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
What is it with protein and people's diets now? Did I miss something?
Yeah, people love protein these days. General Mills just launched a new Cheerios product called Cheerios Protein.
Yeah.
And it says very boldly on the box that it has 11 grams of protein with milk. So.
Well, what about regular Cheerios? Does it have more than regular Cheerios?
So Cheerios Protein has 7 grams of protein per serving if you eat it dry, which is about double the amount in regular Cheerios. But the funny thing is that most American adults already eat enough protein. We get it from meat, tofu, eggs, milk.
But I don't even know how much protein I need. And they want me to read the label on the back of a Cheerios box now to make sure I get more?
Right. Yeah, exactly. The average adult only needs about, I think it's 46 grams for a woman and about 56 grams for men. So I guess if you have like 4 bowls of Cheerios protein with milk every day, your protein needs are taken care of.
Sounds like
it actually works out in favor of food manufacturers in this case because consumers are so interested in protein and yet have no idea how much they're supposed to consume every day. So they're just like, well, can't hurt to have some more.
That is kind of amazing. I remember back not all that long ago when fiber was the thing, and you were looking up how many grams of fiber something had. So clearly this is like a food trend thing, right? And eventually protein craze will calm down.
Yeah, I mean, this is a hot trend. Even Kraft has launched a new product called P3, which stands for Portable Protein Pack. And it's a little kind of lunch kit that has, or you can call a snack kit, with cheese and meat and nuts, which their CEO calls the Holy Trinity of Kraft. So,
wow, that's a pretty bold statement for Kraft.
Indeed, yes. So Kraft is also, you know, making some bets on the marketing power of protein right now to consumers.
Everybody's getting in there. Vanessa Wong is an associate editor at Bloomberg Business Week. Vanessa, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.